Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Landmark English.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Landmark English.
Siobhan, I just said that.
Siobhan, I just said that.
Why are you doing that?
Rack! Polly wants a cracker.
Oh, I get it. You're pretending to be a parrot, and you're saying everything that I say, because that's one of the things that parrots do. And we're going to talk about parrots and other birds today.
That's right. Parrots have this great catchphrase. It's like something that they're known for saying. It says, Polly wants a cracker. It's a weird thing. Like, I didn't know parrots loved crackers so much.
Well, you know, parrots like to hang out in their house on their perch with their owner and ask for food all the time. That's what pets always want. They just want to eat.
I don't know, Bill. Is there a famous bird, like a famous parrot named Polly that really loves crackers?
I would guess so. I'm not sure where the phrase really came from. However, I do know that it is the title of our article today. It's our animal unit this month, and it's called Polly Wants a Cracker. Okay, well, with that in mind, why don't we go ahead and jump into today's article by reading through the first two paragraphs of our story. From Peter Pan to Pirates of the Caribbean, parrots have added color to the dark lives of evil pirates. Although there is no record of a real pirate who kept a parrot on his shoulder, the description is accurate. Parrots indeed have a bright and colorful character.
There are over 328 different species of parrots. Most have curved beaks for cracking seeds open. They also have four toes on each foot, two face forward and two face backward. This allows parrots to climb and handle objects with ease.
Evil pirates and Peter Pan. What a great story.
That's right. Both these stories, when I think of pirates and I think of parrots, they sort of go hand in hand, this crazy P-word connection.
Yeah, I always wanted to be a pirate and walk around with a parrot on my shoulder, because that's where they usually sit when you see them in the pirate movies, like Pirates of the Caribbean. But we're saying in our first paragraph that there's no record of a pirate with an actual parrot on his shoulder. However, it kind of gives us this idea that the pirates are colorful, the parrots are colorful, and that's what they say here, that parrots indeed have a bright and colorful character. That's an accurate description.
That's right. If something's accurate, it just means that it's true and correct, so we believe it. So it's sort of like those two things, even though they're not maybe supposed to be so linked together, we still do it in our minds, and now it's become true.
Right. So this colorful character basically means that the personality of both the bird, maybe the pirate too, but the personality is just full of energy and lots of differences. It's not a boring kind of animal. However, there's 328 different kinds. We learn a little more in that second paragraph about all of these species, though, because even though there's so many different kinds, they all are similar in some ways.
But they're also a little bit different in some ways, too. But here we're going to talk about some of the similarities first, and they have these curved beaks for cracking seeds open. Those curved beaks are really useful if you want to do some eating. If you have to crack something open, well, it means you have to break it, but with a lot of force. It has to be really strong.
Right. For example, if you want to eat some nuts that are still in their shells, like peanuts or walnuts or something like that, you have to crack the shell first. In fact, there's even special tools you can use to do that, the nutcrackers.
That's right. Well, now we're going to move from the beak all the way down to the feet.
That's right. We learned that they have four toes on each foot. That's kind of funny. Let me see. I'm going to take my sock off here. One, two, three, four. No, five. I have five.
Wow, good job, Bill. His counting skills are amazing. But these toes are so strange because they're not made like ours. There are two in the front and two in the back.
Right, and this allows parrots to climb and handle objects with ease. Well, one nice thing about parrots having these feet that I've seen before is that they really are good using their feet at moving things and opening doors and getting out when they're not supposed to. one of the things that we'll learn about is that parrots, as pets, can be great, but they're also really smart, so you really got to watch them. All right, well, there's our first two paragraphs. Before we learn anything more about parrots, let's hear some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天的动物单元呢，我们要介绍的是鹦鹉。Polly wants a cracker. 这是一个经典的句子，说明呢，鹦鹉它会模仿人讲话。Polly 呢，是鹦鹉的名字。From Peter Pan to Pirates of the Caribbean, parrots have added color to the dark lives of evil pirates. 注意这里有很多 P 开始的字，像 Peter, Pan, Pirates, Parrots, 这些字的第一个字发音呢，都是 P 的音。在英文上呢，我们说这些字呢，好像是一个 alliterate, 也就是押头韵 ,A-L-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-E, A-L-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-E, alliterate,似乎也在告诉我们鹦鹉呢很擅长学人讲话。那么因为很多的故事当中都有鹦鹉，而且通常我们会把鹦鹉呢跟海盗联想在一起，因为海盗是邪恶的，所以形容他们的生活呢是 dark lives。 Parrots have added color to the dark lives， 后面这个生活之后的介系词片语形容这个生活呢是邪恶的，海盗的。 dark 的相反词呢是 bright，鹦鹉它的特性呢是 they indeed have a bright and colorful character. Bright 跟 dark 呢形成一种对比，这里要告诉我们鹦鹉它有哪些特征，哪些特性。下面那段提到呢，虽然鹦鹉的种类超过328种，但是呢它们之间有一些 similarities。例如 most have curved beaks， curved 形容后面这个 beaks， 形容他们的嘴巴呢是弯弯的。那么这个嘴巴有什么功能呢？ for 后面告诉我们它的功能就是 cracking seeds open， 能够把果核给打开，吃里头的 nut， 也就是果仁。所以他们能够呢 eat the nut in a shell。 crack 当动词来用，意思是敲开，所以能够敲开果核的东西我们称之为胡桃钳，也就是一个Nutcracker， 这是一个名词，拼法是 N-U-T-C-R-A-C-K-E-R， N-U-T-C-R-A-C-K-E-R， Nutcracker。 另外鹦鹉之间的雷同之处就是 They also have four toes on each foot， 每一只脚上都有四个指头。那么冒号说明呢， Two-faced forward and two-faced backward， 这里的 two 呢就指的是两根指头，因为两个向前两个向后。 This allows parrots， This 呢指的是它的脚趾长成这种形状，允许它能够 climb and handle objects with ease。 With ease 是一个介系词片语，当成副词来用，修饰我们的动词 handle。
Okay, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with more Landmark English. Welcome back to Landmark English, everyone. This is Bill, Siobhanis McManus, the famous pirate, and I are here today talking about Polly Wants a Cracker.
Yes, we're talking about these famous parrots that are known for sitting on people's shoulders. And I was just daydreaming about, you know, traveling on the high seas, pillaging and plundering and searching for booty and coins all over the world.
Wow, with your parrot on your shoulder. Well, we have some more to learn about parrots, so let's read through the third and fourth paragraphs. As pets, parrots can be very noisy. It is said that their favorite pastime is screaming. However, that's because in the wild, parrots are social birds and constantly talk to one another. Without proper interaction, they could become mentally ill. Therefore, it is important to give them much attention. Otherwise, they will make you notice them with ear-splitting shrieks.
Macaws are the largest and most uniquely dressed parrots.Some macaws wear a rainbow of dazzling red, green, blue, and yellow feathers. They can really brighten up your day. Cockatoos, though not as colorful, have a movable crest on their head. Their mohawk is not for rock concerts, though. They use it mainly to communicate. Raised crests may signal a warning,
back away or meet my claws.
Okay, well, moving into the second part of our article today, we're going to learn more about parrots. In fact, we're going to learn about them as pets.
And them being very, very noisy. I know growing up, my best friend Jennifer Kay had a parrot, and it was so loud. You'd walk into a room, and the parrot would literally start yelling at you.
That's right. It says their favorite pastime is screaming. A pastime is something that you enjoy doing. In fact, you can kind of think of it this way. You do that thing to pass the time. It's like a hobby or just a fun thing that you like to do. And here, we're saying that for parrots, their pastime is just making a lot of noise. Here, though, we learn that parrots are always talking. Like you said, they were always making noise. But they do this for a reason. They're social birds, and they're always talking. So they get this interaction with each other that's very important.
Yeah, if you're interacting with someone, it just means you're communicating with them and having, well, hopefully a good time. Like Bill and I, we come to the radio show, and we interact, we talk to each other, we exchange thoughts and ideas, and always have a great time.
Okay, listeners, let's listen to today's By the Way.
Hey, Joe, what are you doing?
I'm interacting with you, Anne.
Hey, can I act too?
Do you want to act or interact, Irene?
What's the difference?
Well, Irene, if you are acting by yourself, that's not interacting. If you come over here and communicate with us, that's interacting. Interact means two or more people acting with each other.
Oh, 原来 act 是指一个人演出或行动。Interact 呢，就是两个人以上的互动。You know, I hear a lot of words that start with inter, I-N-T-E-R, like international and internet. Are they similar in any way?
Yes, they are. Inter means between or among two or more things. So, the adjective international means between or involving different countries, and internet means among or connecting.
I know, different computer networks!没错 ,internet 就是网际网路,而形容词 international 就是国际的。inter 这个字首代表两者或多者之间。What about interrupt?
Well, rupt, R-U-P-T, comes from a Latin word meaning to break. So interrupt means to break in between, to stop something from going on.
因为字根意义不同,造出的字义就不同。拉丁字根 rupt 是断裂之意。Interrupt 就是打断、干扰，指外力介入某事的进行，加上 ion 就是名词 interruption。Now that's an interruption.
Hey guys, I hate to interrupt, but that's all the time we have for interacting.
See you next time.
All right, we're back.You know, I used to have a parrot myself a long time ago, and it says that they could become mentally ill. What actually happens is they become depressed. They get really sad. They do strange things, like they start to pull their feathers out, and that's why it's really important that you really pay attention to them. Otherwise, they'll make you notice them with ears splitting shrieks.
Wow, that sounds awful. I can't imagine making your bird so depressed that it actually plucks its feather out and yells at you.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a very happy parrot. And when it yells at you, it'll do so with an ear splitting shriek. Like I said, I love this word, ear splitting. It really, really shows you exactly what it means.
Yeah, it has a feeling attached to the word. You can sometimes literally feel that your ear is splitting and shriek. It's sort of like a shout or a yell, but really high pitched and really terrible. Now we're going to talk about the different species of birds. If you'll remember, there are 328 different ones, and the first one we're going to talk about is the macaw.
Right, they're the largest, and they're the most uniquely dressed parrots. That's kind of funny because parrots don't really wear clothes. We're talking about the colors on their feathers, the colors that you can see on this bird.
Yes, and some of the macaws are wearing a rainbow of dazzling colors. If something is dazzling, well, you can just sort of picture it in your mind as being something that's so amazing, so impressive, and just so beautiful, like sparkles and shining and beautiful colors.
Right, so it's really bright. It really shines a lot. And think of this. We've got dazzling red, green, blue, and yellow feathers. And of course, you could have red, green, blue, and yellow that isn't dazzling. You could use the opposite. Like, you can maybe say a dull red, a dull green. That means kind of dark, not really bright or shining.
Yeah, dazzling would definitely be the beautiful opposite. It even says they could really brighten up your day. Okay, listeners, let's sit back and enjoy our fun with phrases.
Brighten up. Oh, man. What on earth is that awful noise? Ted! Ted!
What's going on, buddy?
Don't you hear that?
Hear what?
The high-pitched noises that seem to be coming from your room?
Oh, that! I was going to tell you, but... Don't go in there!
Why didn't you tell me you got a parrot?
I wanted to surprise you. I thought his colorful feathers would brighten up our days.
And how is constant shrieking...
Constant shrieking! Constant shrieking!
How is that supposed to brighten up my life?
Oh, come on. Are you telling me you don't find him at least a little bit charming?
Charming! Charming!
All right. I guess I'll give it a shot. Hi, little guy. What's your name? That's it. Out on the street he goes. He can go brighten up someone else's life.
Out on the street! Out on the street!
Wait! You know how you wanted to get Friday off so you could go camping this weekend, but your boss said no?
Go on.
Well, what if a certain feathered doctor were to place a call on your behalf, saying how sick you are?
Oh, okay. We may have found a use for your little squawk machine. I'll go get the number, and you teach him the words. Hello?
This is Dr. Featherstone! Dr. Featherstone! Joe is very sick! Can't work today! Needs rest! At least 3 days!
Oh, of course, Dr. Featherstone. Please tell Joe I said get well soon.
Ha ha! It worked! I stand corrected. This little guy is going to brighten up our lives for a very long time.
Brighten up your life! Rawr!
All right, we're back. It's so funny. So, I don't know, Bill, when you got up in the morning and saw your beautiful parrot, did it brighten your day?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask that because my parrot was a gray parrot. We'll talk about gray parrots tomorrow. But basically, gray parrots, their coloring is, well, just that. It's more of a gray color with some white colors, so it's not quite as dazzling. However, his personality was definitely dazzling.
Well, I hope that made up for it. But now we're going to talk a little bit about the cockatoo, which isn't as colorful as the macaw, just like Bill's parrot growing up, but they have something called a movable crest on their head. And that sort of sounds pretty strange, because a crest is usually, you know, if you can think of the ocean and a wave coming up and the top of the wave breaking and it becoming white, that's the crest. Now, try to imagine that on top of a bird's head.
Right, actually, the word crest basically means two things. It's something narrow and tall, and it's usually something that you find up on top. For the bird, the crest is actually a bunch of feathers that are on top of its head in a line, and they can move all the way up, so they can stand up really tall. And as we see, the cockatoo is actually going to use this crest for different things. They say it's a mohawk, and it's not just for rock concerts, though. They actually use it to communicate. But for the cockatoo here, they actually can use it to communicate, to say something to other animals, maybe even to people. That's why we say the raised crest may signal a warning. It may tell you, hey, you better watch out, man, because you're going to meet my claws.
Yes, can you imagine if you were walking down a dark alley late at night and suddenly you see a cockatoo coming out from the shadows and it says, "Back away or meet my claws!" Rock!
Okay, listeners, there's the end of our first day of Polly Wants a Cracker. We'll talk more about parrots tomorrow, but for now, let's hear some Chinese explanation.
第三段的重点告诉我们鹦鹉呢是一种 social animal, 此外谈到它们的 verbal communication, 它们用什么样的方式来沟通。It is said, 这个句子呢意思是据说可以等于 people say, 用主动的方式人们说据说什么事情呢 ?that their favorite pastime is screaming. Pastime 呢也就是嗜好也就是你从事这样的事情呢 to pass the time, 来打发时间。他们的嗜好呢居然是尖叫。Without proper interaction, they could become mentally ill. 这里的 mentally ill 呢其实就是 depressed, 也就是非常的沮丧他们会感到很难过他们难过的时候呢甚至会 pull their feathers out 会拔他们的羽毛所以呢他需要别人的注意力 otherwise 这是一个转折语气的连接词意思是否则要不然要不然的话 they will make you notice them they 指的是鹦鹉那 notice 呢是一个及物动词后面的 them 呢指的是鹦鹉用什么样的方式注意他们呢后面又接上一个介系词片语当成副词来用修是 with ear-splitting shrieks 是用这种震耳欲聋的尖叫声让你来注意到它们的存在接着我们举两种不同的鹦鹉一个是金刚鹦鹉也就是 macaws 它们身上的羽毛非常鲜艳 macaws wear feathers 那么 feathers 前面呢这一个片语是在形容它的颜色呢五颜六色而且非常的 dazzling 非常的炫目 a rainbow of 呢形容颜色好像彩虹一般各种颜色都有所以这种鹦鹉呢可以 brighten up your day 因为颜色鲜艳的关系让你心情很开朗接着我们要比较另外一种鹦鹉也就是 cockatoo 凤头鹦鹉 cockatoos though not as colorful 这里的 though 呢是一个连接词它是子句的省略原句应该是 though cockatoos are not as colorful as macaws 虽然它们的颜色不及金刚鹦鹉这么的鲜艳但是呢 they have a movable crest on their head crab 呢就指的是头上的冠羽因为形状很像庞克头所以 their mohawk 呢就指的是 their crest is not for rock concert though though 呢放在句尾在这里呢跟前面那个 though 的用法不同这里是一个副词用法接着我们看到 they use it 呢就指的是头上的冠羽 mainly to communicate 怎么样来沟通呢例如如果你看到 raised crest may signal warning raised crest 呢是形容这个冠羽是竖起来的看到冠羽竖起来的时候呢很可能就是一种警示了所以他用这种方式呢来表达 visual communication 跟前面 verbal 的方式有所差异
Okay listeners let's take another short break we'll be right back with more landmark English
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Landmark English. Well, Bill and I have just finished today's article. There are so many different kinds of parrots, and they all have a little bit of things in common, like curved beaks for cracking seeds and toes on each foot. But we also learned that parrots can be pests. If you don't give them lots of love and attention, they can get really angry. We also talked a little bit about the macaw, one of the more brightly colored parrots, and the cockatoo.Not as colorful, but with a crazy crest on his head that he could move around.
Right, and that he can use to say, back away or meet my claws! Rawr!
Yeah, you just wanted to do the squawk, Bill.
I did, you got me. You know what else I want to do?
What's that, Bill?
Read through today's article one more time.
Sounds great.
From Peter Pan to Pirates of the Caribbean, parrots have added color to the dark lives of evil pirates. Although there is no record of a real pirate who kept a parrot on his shoulder, the description is accurate. Parrots indeed have a bright and colorful character.
There are over 328 different species of parrots.
Most have curved beaks for cracking seeds open. They also have four toes on each foot, two face forward and two face backward. This allows parrots to climb and handle objects with ease.
As pets, parrots can be very noisy. It is said that their favorite pastime is screaming. However, that's because in the wild, parrots are social birds and constantly talk to one another. Without proper interaction, they could become mentally ill. Therefore, it is important to give them much attention. Otherwise, they will make you notice them with ear-splitting shrieks.
Macaws are the largest and most uniquely dressed parrots. Some macaws wear a rainbow of dazzling red, green, blue, and yellow feathers. They can really brighten up your day. Cockatoos, though not as colorful, have a movable crest on their head. Their mohawk is not for rock concerts, though. They use it mainly to communicate. Raised crests may signal a warning, back away or meet my claws. Rock!
We do have some vocabulary words that we'd like to take another look at now. Accurate. The map George drew for me was not accurate, so I got lost.
Crack. Whenever I crack open an egg, I always make a mess.
Pastime. Playing baseball is a favorite pastime of children around the world.
Interaction. There was no interaction between the students during the test.
Dazzling. After the concert, there was a dazzling fireworks display. All right, there's our vocabulary. Well, we have this oral practice question here too, Siobhan, that I really want to ask you. Now, you know that I had a parrot as a pet, so that's why you're not going to ask me the question. Why I'm asking you. Would you like to have a parrot as a pet? Why or why not?
Well, Bill, they sound really, really cool, but I'm a really busy girl and I'm always on the go doing a million things at once. If I couldn't give my bird enough attention, I wouldn't want to see it ripping out its feathers and screaming at me and attacking me with its four toes.
Well, that's a very good reason why you should not have a parrot then, if you just don't have enough time to devote to your bird, to pay attention to your pet. Then it's just really not the best kind of pet to have. Okay, listeners, hope you've enjoyed this first day of our animal unit this month. And of course, we hope you'll come back tomorrow for day two. We'll talk some more about parrots tomorrow. So until then, my name's Bill.
And my name's Siobhan. Rock!